Australia joins US-led shipping protection mission in Strait of Hormuz. By Simon Kent on August 21, 2019. Australia will join the United States and the UK in an international maritime coalition protecting oil tankers and cargo ships from threats posed by Iran in the Strait of Hormuz, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Wednesday. A series of attacks on merchant vessels in the past few months has disrupted shipping through the area, which the United States has blamed on Iran. Tehran has denied the accusations. Australia's effort will aid the U.S. launched the campaign, dubbed Operation Sentinel, which seeks to ensure ships can exercise freedom of navigation through the strategic strait without restraint by hostile forces, a point touched on by Mr. Morrison. This destabilizing behavior is a threat to Australia's interests in the region, he told a news conference in the national capital Canberra. The government has decided that it is in Australia's national interest to work with our international partners to contribute. Our contribution will be limited in scope and it will be time-bound, he said. Mr. Morrison said Australia will send a RAF P-8A Poseidon surveillance plane to the Middle East for 1 month before the end of 2019. It will be followed by an Australian patrol frigate will be deployed in January 2020 for 6 months. Tension in the region increased when the UK seized an Iranian oil tanker off Gibraltar last month, prompting Iran to retaliate by seizing a British tanker in the Persian Gulf. Prime Minister Morrison announces Australia will deploy a maritime surveillance aircraft, a frigate and Defence Force personnel to Bahrain, as part of an international coalition in the Strait of Hormuz re, Iran threats. This destabilizing behavior is a threat to Australian interests. pic.twitter.com/kamehoa8km. Josh Butler, at Josh Butler, August 21, 2019. 15-16% of crude oil and 25-30% of refined oil destined for Australia transits through the Strait of Hormuz, Mr. Morrison said. So it is a potential threat to our economy. Mr. Morrison spoke with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo early on Wednesday to inform them of Australia's involvement. There will be about 200 Australians involved in the operation, with 177 defence personnel on the warship and 10 on the surveillance aircraft. Meanwhile, AP reports the former head of Dutch Defence Forces said he believes the Netherlands should not take part in the mission if the aim is to pile more pressure on Iran. The comments of former Defence Chief Dick Berlein came in an interview published in Tuesday's edition of Dutch Daily De Volkskrant. Germany has already said it will not be involved. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.